Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Finally feels like summer out there, and we are talking about Tibbs and the Knicks. If you want to join us, who the next head coach is going to be, as we try to, as much as we don't like what happened, you know, we have talked that part of it out, and I think that going forward, it's really about who we think is going to be the next head coach, who we think should be the next head coach. And some of the guys that we want or would like or would be happy with, I don't know, are real possibilities. I mean, from what I know of Michael Malone, I would want him to be my head coach, but something around him seems toxic enough to take him out of the mix for this job, which, I mean, if you just on paper, just look at the resume and where he's from. Guy grew up in Astoria, for God's sakes, won an NBA championship and doesn't have a job right now, and got the best out of a big man in Denver. You would think that that would be perfect for what's going on here, but it's not, apparently. And then Jay Wright, of course, all the Villanova guys, Jay Wright. Jay Wright's not going to take the job, according to Seth Davis. Dan Hurley, of course, he's up there in Connecticut. He almost took the Lakers job. He comes out and says, absolutely no. Rick Pitino, obviously, yesterday said that he's not going to do it, not that his name was attached to it. So then
Oh, by the way, you know, Rick Pitino did say something yesterday that, you know, I would like to take a little bit of credit for, but it has nothing to do about Karl-Anthony Towns, more about how fat Luka Doncic is.
Yes, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes, thank you.
Rick Pitino, and I should have brought this up actually when the Gilbert Arenas conversation was going on, but I had forgotten about it for that second. Rick Pitino said a lot of interesting things. BT asked him, how do you make a guy like Karl-Anthony Towns play better defense? And in the nicest way that Rick Pitino could say it, he said, you got to stop being fat. That's basically what he was saying.
Yeah.
He goes, he's got to get down to 4% body fat. And when he does that, he'll be able to play both ends of the court. He's not going to get tired. He's going to have more energy on defense, and he'll have more energy when he gets the ball down low, and he'll still be able to rebound, but he's got to get down to 4% body fat. It's basically what he said. So
maybe that was part of the internal strife.
Could be. I mean, and I actually think, you know, and we have fun with the Luka thing back and forth, and I've defended Luka just because the guy is supremely talented, took his team to the NBA Finals. It counts for something. But I actually think that Karl-Anthony Towns is in better shape than Luka.
So, now you are admitting Luka's not in great shape, though.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think that he deserves the extreme criticism that you're giving
him. So he took his team to the NBA Championship, and now after that's over with, you know, what does he come back like, and is he really, really locked in to win a championship? And maybe Dallas felt like he wasn't. Maybe Dallas felt like, okay, he went to the championship game and or the series, and that was enough for him, that he didn't come back with that killer instinct and some sloppy-ass trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they see him. They're around him all the time, and I'm glad Rick Pitino said this yesterday because it's a significant thing. And, you know, when you look at the Knicks and you look at their team and the way it's set up and all the different people that they have there to support these players, I mean, they have all of that. And they know that he's overweight. They know that he's not in great shape. They know that he has to do a better job of taking care of himself, probably get more sleep. I don't know what kind of lifestyle he lives. Seems like a nice guy. Seems like he'd be willing to understand exactly what living up to $50 million a year means.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't know. I didn't necessarily look at him as someone that was out of shape. But if Rick Pitino is saying that, he knows he was sitting there courtside, too, for a number of these games, and he would know. But, yeah, I mean, if that is an issue, then that's something that has to happen. Now, I mean, Jokic used to get criticized of that, and he still plays looking like a guy who could probably get down to a lower body fat percentage, but he's unbelievable. He should win the MVP every year. So if that's a part of it, then that actually is encouraging to me in this way. Like, it's frustrating, the fact that he's not in shape, but what it means to me is that he can get better, because I was saying that I don't think you could win a championship with this Karl Anthony Towns. If Rick Pitino's telling me that if this guy gets into that much better shape, that he's going to be a better player on both ends of the court and is going to be significantly more of a factor, then maybe that ceiling grows a little bit or goes a little bit higher, and Karl Anthony Towns can become a championship player.
So my prediction this offseason is that Luka right now is into some sort of workout regimen where he's watching what he eats, watching what he's drinking, and he's going to come back and he's going to be in great shape next year. I would like to think that Karl Anthony Towns, as we are now openly talking about what we believe to be a significant problem for him, maybe he'll be able to do the same thing.
Yeah, hopefully. And by the way, I saw, and I don't know if anybody was annoyed by this. I certainly wasn't. I actually thought it was a great thing that the Knicks had gone out and partied together. It was before the Tibbs firing. And there was all these pictures of him, Page Six and everything else. When I tell you the entire team was there, the entire team was there.
Yeah, that means they like each other.
Yeah. I mean, you don't normally see that. I'm talking everybody. Ariel, Huck Porty, the Deuce McBride, the campaign. I mean, and every starter was there together. I mean, I was like, that, you don't normally see that. The entire roster that's out hanging with each other after the season.
I got to believe the Knicks were paying for that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
not as like any of these guys don't need to be able to pick up the bill or not, but I mean.
And obviously Brunson and Towns are together. I mean, everybody was together. And I was like, all right, that's a pretty good thing.
They got to be shocked. Maybe, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where this whole firing thing came from.
Well, you know, we said it, a couple of theories. I mean, to me, it's really the not getting the best out of the player that they push their chips in the middle of the table for. That's what I think it really is, more than anything else, is that we love Karl Anthony Towns. We are not getting rid of him. We need to get better, and we don't think Tibbs is the guy who's going to get the best out of him and his team. He's good, but he's not the guy we think can do it, which I disagree with. Many people disagree with. Steve on Long Island. What's going on, Steve?
Boys, good morning. Good morning. You know, perfect segue into what you just said about the team being the thing that we saw about the Knicks the last 5 years is building a culture, actually having chemistry, and now that's been blown up. I want to thank Tibbs for what he did, because again, I'm a big time NBA fan and a big Knicks fan. I can't think of a better coach. I can't think of a better coach that has gotten more out of this team with less. They brought the team really back to credibility. Brunson has turned into a superstar under Tibbs. I don't think the team has really underperformed. Definitely a disappointing loss to the Pacers, but we beat the Celtics. And this is why players and coaches don't want to work for Dolan. This is a Dolan move, not a Leon Rose move, even though he said it to not make Dolan look bad. And this is really a bad day for New York sports. We took a step back.
Well, we don't know that yet, Steve. I mean, we could disagree with the decision, but we don't know that they took a step back. And I get that the history of Jim Dolan and the hirings and the firings and some of the things that went on, you would make the assumption that he did this on his own. I really don't believe that. And that's not me being naive or new to this whole thing. I really do think that there are guys that he trusts to do the job. And Leon Rose is one of those guys. I mean, for crying out loud, I mean, like he kept Chris Drury around. He kept Glenn Sather around for a number of years.
Yes, he did.
I mean, he had Steve Mills in that organization forever. Like, there's guys that he's had around that he trusts.
He stuck by Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah, I mean, so it's not like he's coming in and just, you know, with a lightning bolt coming out of his fingers, just pointing at people and then having them go poof. I really think that this was Leon Rose, and as Boomer has mentioned, Worldwide Wes, thinking that this is a different direction and telling Jim Dolan that this is the way we're going and him agreeing with it. I'm not saying that he disagreed with it and wanted to keep Tibbs and those guys overruled him. That didn't happen. He had to agree with it. But there, in my mind, there was no way that Jim Dolan was the lone wolf in this, firing Tom Thibodeau when the rest of the front office.
It doesn't feel that way. Does not feel that way, especially after Leon Rose has gotten here. You know, to me, it's like Leon Rose and Worldwide West go to Jim Dolan with their recommendations, and then he, for the most part, it sounds like he has supported everything that they've wanted to do, including trading away 5 first-round picks for Rekael Bridges, acquiring a huge contract when it came to Karl Anthony Towns, maybe breaking some NBA rules, recruiting Jalen Brunson. I mean, like, everything that they've wanted to do, he's been down with.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I think, you know, Jim Dolan, when things are going well, has the presence of mind to take a step back and let the guys that are doing well do their job.
I kind of feel that way. I just think that something had a, I don't know, it's just, I still can't wrap my head around it. But again, as we move forward now, it's whoever this next coach is going to have to get this team to the next level. And here's the thing. We're at a fork in the road. If they do get to the next level, then the guys making the decisions, obviously, this is a big swing. If they make it, then they've hit a grand slam. If they don't make it, it's a big swing and a miss. And good luck to that coach trying to talk his way out of that if this team, you know, fails next year.
Let's go to John in Oceanside. What's going on, John?
Hey, Boomer and Gio, good morning.
What's up, man?
What's going on? So, I had a comparison to the Thibs firing that I wanted to run by you guys, see what you thought. So, the only thing that I could think of was when the Yankees fired Buck back in the 90s. You know, they were on the upswing. They were playing good baseball. They made the playoffs in 95. They fired Buck. And then the back page with Clueless Joe, oh, is he the guy for the job? And it turned out to be the right move. And the Yankees ended up winning all those championships. So, you know, hopefully the Knicks, you know, pull something like that. What do you guys think?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what it's going to have to be. Now, remember, Clueless Joe was also a veteran.
Yeah.
You know, and had a losing record as a manager, I believe, when they hired him.
Yeah, I mean, that example is the one that everybody hopes it to be, but it's, you know, 30-some-odd years ago, and also it's baseball. Now, if you look at the Tibbs actual firing of Tom Thibodeau in his previous jobs, when he left, the team went backwards. Now, the Timberwolves had built themselves back up after he left, but immediately when he left, they down. When he left the Bulls, everybody wanted him to get out of there. Bulls, boom. So those are two examples of him building programs up, leaving, and them going in the other direction. So we can dream of it being Joe Torre all day long.
But I think that's what you're hoping for, right?
Of course, that's what you're hoping for, but that doesn't mean.
Remember, that was a young team that the Knicks had, and that they were growing together. The Yankees had, and they were growing up together. And they got lucky on a couple of those draft picks, and those draft picks turned out to be Hall of Fame players. The Knicks, now, Leon Rose, these are not drafted players, except for the young kids that didn't play, and maybe Deuce McBride and Mitchell Robinson.
Right.
The rest of these guys are all guys that he's acquired via the trade, and he's done a good job of building a quality basketball team. I can't argue with that.
No. I mean, they were, if you want to say top four, you could say even top three because they won more game in the conference finals than the Timberwolves did. Let's go to Anthony in Belleville. What's going on, Anthony?
Boomer and Geo. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I don't recognize all this Knicks talk, but was Shamit at that gathering? Hey, y'all. Hey, Boomer, you got that beautiful shirt on, and then Geo next to you has a great shirt on, but he's got to cover it up with that members-only jacket.
It's not a members-only jacket. This is a Boomer and Geo Live shirt where it is the Motley Crue Eddie, but we have Eddie Scazzeri holding a WFAN flag. Iron Maiden.
It's a great shirt,
Gio.
You got to show it.
Iron Maiden.
You
got to
show it,
Gio. Yeah, I know.
Joe's wearing his CBS Super Bowl jacket. That's why.
Yeah. And here's the thing, Anthony. I'll tell you. You want a full report on why I have the jacket on?
One I know, it's probably freezing in there.
No. That's not it. That's actually not it.
It is freezing in here, though.
But yeah, but we prefer that.
Yes.
There's two reasons why. One. It's early on in the season, and my arms are still too white to put on television, and it looks bad. And number two, there's a guest coming in, and we're going to have to take a picture with that guest. And if I don't have a jacket on, I'm going to have big-time man boobage in the picture.
That's the makeup 100%, on those
arms. That is 100% the truth.
That's genuine.
And both of those decisions were made because of those reasons. So, yeah.
I mean, you put a lot of thought into that.
I did. I mean, it's many years of looking at myself and being disgusted that have led me to these decisions. Where how can I make chicken salad out of chicken crap? And I said, okay, you know, because it is, you know, when you have we come in and Allie does the makeup and it makes our face a little darker. And then if I now take my arms out, they're not the same color as my face and it just looks bizarre because they're pale. Now, when I get tan, it's okay. When it's not, it just doesn't look right. So, and then also taking a picture, if I have just a t-shirt on with, when Michael Rubin comes in, we take a picture, I'll look like a bag of milk.
I would have thought you would have, like, tanned up a little bit with all the golf.
Yeah, it's been
yeah,
terrible.
But it's been windy and cold. Now, yeah. Yesterday was the first day that we were able to go out there in short sleeves.
Yes, absolutely. That was the first time I wore shorts out there.
Yeah.
On the course was yesterday. And I got a little bit, but not quite there yet. So, we're working on it. Don't worry. At some point, Anthony, you'll see those beautiful arms again.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry Recco here, and he's going to give us some more sports from last night. Maybe some more Gilbert Arenas. You never know.
I know.
That is interesting, though. I should put out that video and tag Carl in it and be like, what do you got to say about this?
You should.
What you got to say about
any
this?
Any thoughts?
Killer. Hey, 58, you awake? You up, 58?
That'd be fun.
Maybe I will. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
We are brought to you by Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. We'll start with the baseball because it ended so late. Just listen to Keith Rad react to this Pete Alonso home run in the Mets 6-1 win over the Dodgers.
0-1. Swing and a smash. Deep left field. Oh, this is way back. Gone! Through the pavilion and onto the concourse behind it and left. A titanic home run. The second home run of the night, a bombosa from Pete Alonso.
And I know we always love talking about the pitcher reactions. The Dodger pitcher just knew right off the bat.
Well, he could hear it.
That thing was crushed.
Boom!
Yeah, that was pretty wild. So 6-1 was the final. He also homered Alonso earlier in the game. He drove in five as the Mets take the first two of three in this four-game series. Here was Alonso on SNY after the game. How about that second shot?
I mean, they all feel great. They all feel great. I mean, for me, I think what merits like the feeling is like the situation. I was just really happy. We were up 3-0, just really happy to really kind of really provide some insurance runs.
And end the game is essentially what he did. And it got a win for one Griffin Canning, who went six scoreless, three-hit ball. He struck out seven, got Shohei Ohtani.
And by the way, this is like the team that we were hoping to see a little bit more of.
Yeah.
The way that they're playing out there in L.A. right now, especially offensively.
Agreed. Because while they did well against the White Sox and the Rockies, this is a different deal.
Yes.
No question. Here was Canning about facing his former Angels teammate, Ohtani.
It's always fun. Yeah, he's a good competitor. He's tough out. But, this was a really cool environment to pitch in. And, the fans were into it. But it was a lot of fun.
Playoff feel.
And look at that pitch, man. It actually buckled Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah. Take that, Shohei. Take a look at that picture. Tell me what you see.
What do I see?
Mm-hmm.
I see somebody sleeping on a couch here at Odyssey.
Yeah. Just right out in the open there.
What do you mean out in the open? Like where?
Like there's a couch that's over by the newsroom now in that little nook.
There's a nook out there. I don't know why we have a nook, but there's a nook.
And Pat Boyle is passed out on the couch in that nook, which I can understand. Does the overnight maid's got sleep, go somewhere else?
Hey-o!
We do have a very important client coming through here in a little bit, and we don't need to look like some half-ass operation him in his sweatpants with his butt hanging out.
The Stunot of the week.
Now, I am sympathetic to these schedules.
Of course.
But he needs to go somewhere where people can't see him.
Because the client's going to walk right past that.
Yeah, and they're going to be like, is this man okay? Like, is this a vagrant?
And we just got intel that, you know, he's going to be on time and, you know, pretty soon.
So do we wake him up?
No.
No?
Eddie.
I mean, he can go somewhere else and sleep. That's a bad look, man. We had a big client coming in here recently, and you should have seen the promotion staff. Jess Clark was, you know, vacuuming and getting the duster out and doing everything, making sure everything looks spick and span.
How's the studio looking, by the way?
Studio looks great.
Okay.
Could put, protein logos all over Pat's back, and it'll look like, just like, you know, part of our decor.
Yeah, I think that would be, yes. Let's do that. We'll put the helmets on them here, Yankee helmets.
Or like a big sign, I'm standing in line for Fanatics.
Boomer, what do you think? Do we wake them up? I mean, you want to, like, you hadn't want to represent ourselves in a certain way.
Does he have another shift that he's doing here? I'm not sure.
He may.
I don't know that. I think he might have had a meeting.
Okay.
at some point this morning.
And I'm not faulting him for sleeping because he's done with his shift.
No.
It's just in the open.
And the shift is very difficult and you're up all night. I totally understand. That having been said, you are right. If you had a big meeting pitching Giannotti Enterprises to some big investor and you walked into that investment firm and a guy is sleeping on the couch as you walk in.
Hey, I'm the star of WFAN. I'm WFAN's Pat Boyle.
Yeah, I mean, I actually just saw him go walking by.
Okay. Hey-o.
The other way.
So he might have had a 7:30 meeting then.
Yeah, not on the couch.
Oh, good.
I could see the couch.
All right, so we didn't have to deal with this. Because I was worried there. It was a rock and a hard place spot there for me.
All right, so we're good. All right, let's get to the Yankees, who wound up losing to the Guardians.
2-1. And a pitch. Breakball hammered right field. Base hit down into the corner. Okay. Ramirez scores 3-0. Judge retrieves. And Sneeman in with a pop-up slide at second with a two-out RBI double. 3-0 Guardians.
Dave Sims with the call here on the fan. Daniel Schneeman adding an RBI double in the first inning as the Guardians won the game by the score of 4-0. Angel Martinez, a two-run homer in the first. Kyle Manzardo homered in the eighth inning as well. So the Yankees fall to 37-23. Here was Clark Schmidt, the losing pitcher. Really, the first inning is what did him in.
It's kind of like walking a tightrope. It's like, are you making bad pitches or is it their approach? So for me, it was kind of obvious that it was approach. I felt like I was making good pitches and my stuff was really crisp. And so, you know, you just try to find out what they're trying to do to you. And, you know, I felt like we did a really good job of that.
Now the series will continue tonight. Max Fried trying to bounce back from the bad start in L.A. against the Dodgers, taking on Slade Ciccone. Now, Rick Pitino also did the rounds yesterday, and he met with Susan and Dave. This is more so actually about the Yankees. Kind of cool when you hear a legendary coach talk about a legend in the makings, and this was Pitino talking about watching history with one number 99.
You know, the one thing about the Yankees that sticks out to me is we're watching a Babe Ruth type baseball player. You know, we all know he's great, but when I think it's all said and done, we're gonna remember every single year that Aaron Judge played as a Yankee.
I would agree with that. That's probably very true. We're watching it as it's happening. All right, speaking of Pitino, and now we get to Tibbs and the reaction and all of this is there's so much to get to. He did go on with BT and Sal yesterday. And this was right out the gate, just stunned about the decision the Knicks made.
You know, I was actually sitting in shock when I heard Thibodeau. About 10 minutes prior to Tibbs getting fired, I said to someone, what is wrong with you? There's no way that Tibbs is going to get fired. It shouldn't even be talked about. And then 10 minutes later, I got a text from the same guy saying, Tibbs was just fired.
Yeah, so you were wrong. And then this one, I left a little long, but listen to this. So this certainly, and I don't know how tight he is with Tibbs. I don't know. Maybe he's just defending him, but it certainly sounds like, if you listen to this, the issue with, and I say issue, they were in the Eastern Conference Finals, for God's sakes, but it sounds like he's saying the roster is the problem. It is not the coaching.
Tibbs is a great defensive coach who hands were handcuffed with 7.5 basketball players. In pick and rolls, you had a down pick and rolls because Karl Towns can't get out there. You can't switch like the Oklahoma Thunder and front the post where they are great at defense. So the Knicks were hampered by their lateral quickness, by their size, and by the fact that they only had 7.5 basketball players to go to. None of that is Tibbs' fault.
Sounds like roster construction.
Yeah, I mean, which is, I think, what we've been saying for the last couple of days, that this was a roster issue, not a coaching issue, and the players deserve the blame, not the coach. But it's easier to fire the coach than it is to get rid of the players. Right, Jerry?
How about you fire the guy that got the wrong players?
Yeah, you could do that, too.
How about that?
Yeah, I mean, but
But that guy who got the players here has also been building the team over the last 5 years to get it to where it is.
I know, but it just seems like a cop-out when you fire the other guy.
It does. I mean, it feels exactly like that. Yep.
Here was your guy, Adam Schein, on Sirius.
Yeah!
He is not a happy man these days.
This is awful. Absolutely, positively awful. Absolutely, positively gross. Sickening. I am livid. How the hell do the New York Knicks fire my guy, Tom Thibodeau? How do they do it?
Yeah, that's a great question. And even Chris Russo on ESPN. Well,
before we go to Dog, so I was listening to some of the Michelle Beadle stuff. Because, you know, they were fired and still doing a show and callers were calling up and saying stuff. And the one guy calls up and he's like, man, he's like, you guys are the only show that I listen to on here. Like that guy that's on before you that goes,
Merv, your outstanding phone call is coming up next.
Man, I can't stand that guy. And I was like, he did a great Shine impersonation.
Bing bong, bing bong.
Do you call it often or no?
No, I did not. I didn't even know. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but I did not even know that that show existed over there, the Beetle and Decker show until yesterday.
Yeah, well, yeah. Not for much longer, unfortunately, for them. Here was Russo on ESPN. My God, how fast things change.
They did a celebration 2 weeks ago. 7,000 people on 7th Avenue when they beat the Celtics in six games like they had won a world championship. Six games later, you throw them out the door? Oh, come on.
And then, of course, only Chris can figure out a way that the Jets screwed up the Knicks.
The Knicks should be ashamed of themselves. That owner I never trust. And Leon Hess, how about the idea that he freaking, as you said, five picks for our pal Bridges, which is one of the worst trades you ever could see. And that bench stinks.
How about Hess making that deal, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from the grave. Leon Hess from three. Yeah. I mean, that is, it's just insane.
But yeah.
It's
Leon Rose,
it's
of course.
It's the way his brain works, right?
Yeah, and we all do it, but it is funny when he does it. Tonight, Game 1, NBA Finals from Oklahoma City with the Thunder and the Pacers. Rick Carlisle coaching his Indiana team into the finals as they got past the Knicks. And he was also left talking about what went on with Tibbs. He was talking about the challenges of the Knicks gig.
The Knicks have such a unique situation with so much attention and such a large fan base and such a worldwide following. It's one of the most difficult jobs to take.
And Tibbs did it quite well, but now they need a new one. Everyone talking about this, Johnny Bryant. Jordan Ott was hired by the Suns, so you can take his name off that list. And last night, Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Last hour, we heard the winning call from Oilers Radio. This time around, the winning call from the losing broadcast team in Florida.
Near side, Nugent Hopkins hit the half boards. Out to the left point, Bouchard. Near side, it's Nugent Hopkins. He'll sling it down to the near corner. A dish from Perry to McDavid in front of chance. They score on the power play. It's Johnny Seidel, the overtime winner. And the Edmonton Oilers take Game 1 by a 4-3 final score.
That was Panthers Radio with the call. Here was Draisaitl after the game on the game winner. And it's kind of what you were talking about, you know, with Perry and McDavid doing all the work and then putting him in position to win
Corey
it.
Corey Perry's 40 years old.
He was what, with the Ducks when it first started?
Yeah, I believe so.
Here was Draisaitl.
I'm the beneficiary, but the work is done way before that. It's four really good plays in a row, pairs with a great play to Dave. And then amazing pass over, and then obviously I'm the beneficiary, but lots of great plays on that play.
And Edmonton came back from 3-1 down in the second, the game-tying goal, almost midway through the third from Matthias Ekholm, and so they take Game 1 4-3.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I want to bring this story up to you because you've made lots of personal appearances that are paid appearances. And we will get back to your Knicks calls here. And Michael Rubin, CEO of Fanatics, will be joining us at the top of the hour. But I saw a story in the Post this morning of Jeff Garlin. You know, Jeff Garlin of Curb Your Enthusiasm fame. He's a comedian from Chicago. You know Jeff Garlin.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Yeah.
So Jeff Garlin was paid to be the headliner of a comedy show at Calabasas Country Club.
All right.
So it's a highfalutin Southern California country club that does a comedy night every year that the members really enjoy. So they hire Jeff Garlin to be the headliner of this. First question I'm going to ask you, how much do you think they were paying Jeff Garlin to come in there and do that?
That place, I would think, $20,000 to $25,000.
Would it shock you to hear that he was hired for $800?
Why would he show up?
Okay, he did show up, but he never performed. Why, do you ask? Because he said, I want $800 in cash. And they handed him a check. And he said, I told you cash. And he left. Did not perform, and all the members were pissed off.
I can't believe that he would show up for $800. That's shocking to me.
Insane. The whole story is insane to me. Now, this is one of the things that's in the New York Post. I'm assuming that it's relatively true because it's like, you know, one insider told us, one person there that told us, you know, so he may have a side of the story to it. But the fact that he agreed to do it for $800 and then because he got a check and not cash, he walked out on it is crazy. Now, maybe it's one of these things where he was like, one of his buddies was asking him to do it. This is how I think this could possibly have gone down. One of his buddies asked him to do it. Hey, listen, can you do me a solid? You know, we don't have a ton of money in the budget, but it would be great. He's like, yeah, listen, we can give you like around $1,000. Hey, just make sure it's in cash. Just I'll show up there. I'll do 10 minutes. Give me $800 cash. I mean, I really don't want to do it, but I'll do it for you. Just cash.
Okay.
And he shows up there and they're handing him a check. I'm like, I didn't even want to do this stupid thing to begin with. The one request I had was cash. You don't have it, so go screw. you see that?
So, yeah, I could see that. So he walked out, though. I mean, he
walked out and did not perform, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I can't believe $800.
Yeah, $800.
I mean, this has had to be something that he had to agree to.
Yeah.
To show up in the first place.
Of course, yeah.
And Jeff Garlin showing up for $800?
Oh, it's a wild story. Now, he was a part of your roast, I'm being told.
Yes, Jeff he was. Garlin. Yes.
Yeah. Now, did he get paid for that?
I do not think so. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah. Just an interesting thing. But and you would think that a country club like that would offer him more money that had to be. There's something off about it. There's definitely something off about it. That's the only thing I can imagine, though, is he's like, listen, I'll do it for you. I'll do you a solid. Just pay me cash. I'll go in there. I'll do 10 minutes for $800. I'll take that money. I'll go put it on a horse or something. You know? But he's made a lot of money doing the shows that he's done and the success that he's had.
Yeah. Yep. I don't get that. Because for him, it's the time is more important as opposed to the money.
Exactly. Let's go to Zach, who's in Tom's River. What's going on, Zach?
Hey, Boomers. Want to make sure you knew that the Knicks are actually paying Thibodeau not to coach. Do you know that?
Yeah, I do know that, yeah.
That might be a Nets fan.
Yeah, I'm sure he's trying to compare that to Kevin Durant. being paid not to play for the Nets.
I mean, turnabout fair play in this spot, I guess.
Yeah, but it's a completely different set of circumstances. The the Nets were paying, excuse me, the Nets were paying Kenny Atkinson, not the coach, but they fired him first.
True.
So this is not like hiring somebody and then not having them play or coach for you.
It's also, yeah, they signed Kevin Durant off for a massive injury and were paying him top dollar to sit out a season.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, I understand. I actually understood why they did that, because that once he got hurt, I knew he was probably going to be off the Knicks radar, but Kevin Durant didn't want the Knicks anyway, so it didn't matter. But for the Nets and turning that thing around and trying to be a factor in New York, they had to do something like that. But, yeah, I mean, the way
it goes to show you how wealthy these teams are, that they're willing to go to those lengths to pay that money for somebody not to play.
Yeah, I mean, in all the Jim Dolan has gotten a lot of criticism that's been well-deserved over the years. But one thing you could not say about him is that he isn't interested in winning. I mean, this guy will throw any amount of money towards winning a championship.
Right. He's basically wasting $30 million right now.
Yeah, because he believes that a different coach can get them further in the postseason.
You know, if I were Tibbs, I would take 3 years off.
I know, but someone like that, I mean, his entire... So we just talked about this recently. There's a man who hasn't been married. He's been married to the game, and that's totally fine.
Isn't he the oldest head coach? Wasn't he the oldest head coach in the NBA?
Well, Popovich had to be older, I would imagine, but he had to step away because of health.
So he stepped away, and then Tibbs became the oldest.
Probably, because what was he, 67?
Yeah, but I'm like, all right, I mean, I guess you can coach until you're 75 if you want, like Popovich did, but I just would be... Like, he now can go right into retirement, enjoy his life, and know that you're getting $30 million over the next 3 years.
Yeah, no, I know, but it's not like he's got, well, now I can go to my kids' games, or now I can do this. I mean, it's just by himself. He's a loner. He's a basketball junkie. I just don't know if he's wired like that, where he's like, okay, enough's enough. Let me go sit in a hut somewhere on a beach and drink pina coladas. I don't think he's that type of guy. He's going to be watching film somewhere. You know it, and I know it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's comes a point where, I guess the... It's even like Rick Pitino. How old is he?
Oh, Rick's in his 70s.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they still want to coach. They still want to be a part of the action.
Yeah, and I think that's what he's going to try to do. And there could be an organization out there that's willing to give him another chance. Andrew and Shirley, what's going on, Andrew?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. What's up?
I just want to know if the station is ready to understand Yankee fans, Mets fans, everybody, the message out that the whole Juan Soto not happy with the Mets, energy being off the whole thing is over. Nail in the coffin, put to bed. It was a simply doing good versus doing bad thing. And this guy is having a very, very fun time being a Met. And obviously it's no coincidence that it's going along with one of his better stretches of the entire, no, his best stretch over the entire season. But he's laughing in the dugout, flipping water bottles, curtain calls to the fans in the outfield. I went to the game against the Rockies where he really, I guess maybe the first turning point of his season, you know, he had a home run on Saturday, stuff like that. He did two call outs to the fans who were going nuts for him in the right field. And he's smiling and having fun and now doing the Soto shuffle, which is another miracle. I think he's just simply feeling good, and you're seeing it. And it's not a one, I'm here versus there type thing. It's a, hey, when I suck, I'm a pretty miserable person type of thing.
Yeah, Andrew, you're right. It's hard to argue. I mean, and it's definitely noticeable. There was no doubt that when he wasn't hitting that he seemed down. And I think that people were searching for reasons because he never looked like that as a Yankee, even in a smaller down stretch that he had. But, yeah, I mean, it's great to see the fact that he's hitting, he's having fun. CBS Sports Network played the video of the slow motion water bottle flip thing, and when he got it, they were all going crazy. So, I mean, this it's June now.
It may have something to do with the warm weather.
Yeah, that too. I mean, they have the best winning percentage in the National League, the second best in all of baseball. And the Mets staff with the pitching lab has been spectacular, and their stars are showing up in Lindor, Soto, and Alonso. I mean, it's right now, things are in a great place.
Yeah, and you know, they'll dip a little bit again.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's just the nature of the game.
You know what they call that?
What do they call that?
The peaks and valleys of a long season.
That's exactly what they call that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.